Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you back today as we're continuing our week in 2 Peter chapter 1. Yesterday, if you joined us, we began talking about God's divine power. Peter says the divine power that has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And we basically just got through that one sentence. What does it mean? What has to do with life and godliness? But really, this is reality. And we connected it to Psalm 1, because remember, if you're with us, we're going through the Psalms at the beginning of our prayer time, just beginning there to say, Lord, open up our hearts with the songs and the Psalms of the church. But to say, God's divine power plants us near living water. What is the living water? The reality about what God has given us, God's word. And we chose to plant ourselves in God's victory to say, I have access to everything that pertains to life and godliness. So go ahead and listen to our episode yesterday, and we're going to be back in 2 Peter chapter 1 today, chipping away at those 8 verses that we read. Again, beginning with God's divine power and ending with our entering in the entrance of us, our life in the eternal kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what I love about the writings of Paul, but also the writings of Peter, is it's so central to the gospel. It's focusing on what has Jesus done for us and how does this bring us into eternal life? And this is the question we should be asking every day with everything in our life. How does this bring me into eternal life? How does this lead me into the gates of heaven? So let's go ahead. We're going to read Psalm 2 to open up our prayer. And then we're going to read first chapter of 2 Peter again and see where the Holy Spirit leads us, because we got a lot to get through this week because this is such a rich text. So if you'll join me, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds asunder and cast their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord has them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear. With trembling, kiss his feet, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Jesus, very simply today, give us the fear of the Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Just a few things about this psalm. This is such a prophetic psalm. It's a prophetic psalm about Jesus. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth have set themselves against God. That this is what's happened on the earth, that the kings of the earth have thrown off being submitted to God. But it says, I love this, it says, he who is in heaven, the Father laughs. Why? Because he has set his king on Zion. He has set his king on Zion. He has said, okay, Jesus is the king. And I'm not threatened by these other kings. I'm not threatened by the kings of the earth, because Jesus is the king who will come again to judge the living and the dead. Amen. Amen. So we pray, and we pray today for the fear of the Lord, that we would walk humbly in awe before God, so that at the end of our life, we would receive not his wrath, but his mercy. So let's go ahead and we're going to read our passage again from 2 Peter 1, starting in verse 3. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, that through these you may escape from the corruption that is in the world because of passion, and become partakers of the divine nature. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these things are yours and abound, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these things is blind and short-sighted, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be the more zealous to confirm your call and election. For if you do this, you will never fall. So there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So we started yesterday. Verse 3, his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. If you want to hear more about what we talked about, go listen to yesterday's episode. The sentence continues, through the knowledge of him. So he has granted us all things by his divine power. His divine power has granted to us, it's the password, has granted to us all things that have to do with life and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of him. We've talked about this with Paul before. How has his divine power granted us this access? By the knowledge of him, through our knowledge of him. We receive this divine power, which gives us access by knowing Jesus. Not by earning it, not by being the best, not by being the holiest, not by never falling, not by having the most virtue, not by praying the most rosaries. How? Through knowledge of him, through knowing him. And this is something I've been continuing to pray. Jesus, help me know you. And I had this frustration. I've been trying to find a new spiritual book to read. And I feel like every book that I've been picking up has been telling me about me, has been telling me what I need to do. And I was like, I just want a book besides the Bible that talks about Jesus. That talks about him. What is he like? I want to know him. Have you ever gone out on a date with someone, or like even just a coffee with a friend, and they talk about themselves the whole time and you're like, okay, I don't really feel like you wanted to get to know me. I think that's what we do with spiritual books. Sometimes I think that's what we do in our spiritual lives. We talk about ourselves. We read about ourselves. What can I do? How can I be better? And I just had this aching in me to be like, I want to read about him. I want to know about him. I want to know what he's doing. I want to know what he's thinking. I want to know what he's saying. I want to know more about what he's like. That through knowledge of him, and then it's going to say something about this him of Jesus, who what? Who called us. He has called you. This is something about Jesus. He has called you. We have been given access to life and godliness by God's divine power through knowing Jesus Christ, who what? Who has called us. He has called us with a calling that is high, with a calling that is amazing. We read this in Ephesians. Live a life worthy of the calling that you receive. The calling that you have received. What is this calling? He has called you to what? His own glory and excellence. His own glory and excellence. This is what you've been called to. So what? You're like, okay, he's called us to his own glory and excellence. What is that? One, just the excellence of God. Just think of human excellence. It's excelling. It's being the absolute best. God is excellent at everything. He's excellent. He's the best that anything could possibly be. He's perfection. And he's saying he's called you to his level of excellence. God has called us to his level of excellence. And then what? He's called us to his own glory. It's what? It's the perfect greatness of who God is. His own glory is what? The perfect greatness of who he is. His holiness. His beauty. His power, his love, his truth, and his majesty. God's goodness fully known and revealed, his true nature, the greatness of who he is. Peter is saying, you have been called to God's own greatness. the perfection of who God is. This is what you've been called to, friends. That's amazing. And this is not a call for condemnation to be like, well, how can I'm so bad. How can I be called to that perfect greatness? But of saying, this is what I was made for. I was made for the greatness of God. I was made for the glory of God. This is what I was made for. The goodness of God fully known and revealed. And we see that he says, by which he has granted to us, he's called us to this calling, and he hasn't left us alone because he's granted to us his very great promises. His very great promises. His precious, I love Peter says, his precious and very great promises. What are these promises? The forgiveness of sins, eternal life to those who believe, the Holy Spirit, his very presence, peace, strength, grace, provision, victory over evil. These are just a few of his promises. Transformation, his love, his victory, his glory. These are God's promises to you. Through knowledge of him, through knowing him, when we know him, when we live in this living knowledge, in this living relationship, his divine power dwells in us and grants us all the things that have to do with life and godliness. And then he calls us. He calls us to what? To the standard of his own glory and excellence, his true nature, his greatness, his power, the perfection of his beauty. He calls us into that. And he's saying, but I'm not leaving you on your own. I've given you these precious and great promises. Friends, the promises of God are precious. This is what we live in. This is what we walk in. The precious promises of God, that we have forgiveness of sins, that we have eternal life in him, that we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, that we have God's presence living and dwelling in us, that he will never fail us or forsake us, that he cares for us, that we can cast our anxiety on him, promises of peace, that he will give us strength and grace in every trial, that he provides for our needs, that we have victory over evil. Do you think about these every day? Is this the reality that you're living in? The precious and great promises of God. Friends, God is calling us deeper and higher. That the calling he has for us is what? His own glory. He's not calling you just to a better life. He calls us to his own excellence, to his own nature. But he's not saying you have to do it on your own. He's saying, here, I'm equipping you with my promises, so that you may walk in a way, you may actually walk and live in a way, not so that you can actually just think about these, but you may walk in a way that is worthy of the calling I'm giving you. So carry these promises on your heart, plant yourself in them, live in them, because then God's divine power, when we do this, will empower us to access everything that pertains to life and godliness. Do you see this pattern? Do you see how Peter's building this reality that we're living in? So hold on today, friends, to God's precious and very great promises. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.